Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Let me hit Men real quick before we get to the top news story of the day. Holidays are here. Let's take care of everyone on our list. MedMen celebrating the first legalization-friendly holiday. Season approved. It's in approved states, obviously, but they got us some awesome deals here. Mm-hmm. Look for some stocking stuffers. Perhaps stuff a water pipe as well. Fun gifts, $20 or less. Exclusive bundles of premium brands. So if you want something nice, you want a little stocking stuffer, and you want to spend a bunch of money, here's a few items that are under $20 or not sure what to buy. Well, can't go wrong with the MedMen gift card. Now available in all stores, and you can visit one of their 14 locations throughout SoCal and new in Vegas as well on the Strip at Paradise Road in Harmon. Go to MedMen.com, find the store nearest you and the hours, and get a little mellow during this Christmas season. MedMen, right, Dawson?
Start a new holiday tradition this year with MedMen, and don't forget to use code Adam Carolla at checkout to get $10 off your purchase. Be a holiday hero this year with MedMen. Limit one per customer. Terms and conditions apply. Keep out of reach of children. For use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
All right, Gina, where were we?
Well, Vanity Fair reports that just a few days after announcing that Kevin Hart was going to host the Oscars, and we did here too, he's now stepping down from the gig. In two tweets issued late Thursday evening, Hart apologized for comments from 2011 that included a couple of homophobic slurs and announced that he would not be hosting the Oscars on February 24th. Before stepping down, he indicated on a couple of videos that he would apologize or actually wouldn't apologize for things he had said. Here's one of the videos.
What were his homophobic slurs?
He dropped a couple of hard F's and then said if his son was...
some of his tweets.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, you can tell. Read them slowly and out loud, please, Gina.
Read them clean for Brian.
Yeah. Yes, for Brian.
Everyone shut up.
Yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say in my voice, stop, that's gay. Fuck. Okay, I'm just now waking up and I'm in a good mood, so I think I'm going to go to the gym and get big. No homo. LMAO, at all the women asking me where the pic is, I'm not passing along a pic of a naked man. That would make me gay by association. So these are from, however many years ago they were dug up, and this was his response at first.
Guy's a comedian, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old. Or we're going to have to move on to find another host. I'm talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and I'm in a completely different space in my life. The same energy that went into finding those old tweets could be the same energy put into finding the response to the questions that have been asked years after years after years. We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay on my ground. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
Okay, so then...
First off, I love that he's adjacent to a cruise ship.
Yeah, there's definitely some transport going on where he is.
There is a princess cruise.
Yeah, in the reflection.
Smokestack in the reflection. Wow. So good on him living adjacent to a cruise ship. I mean, obviously it'd be better to live on the cruise ship, but if you can't live on the cruise ship, like Captain Steubing,
live
next to it. That being said, I completely agree with everything that he says, and I'm not being homophobic, but that shirt he's wearing is gay. And I don't mean gay like with a dude.
No.
Okay,
not like
save your tweets. I mean gay like lame.
Yeah.
Bad.
Bad. Negative.
Negative.
Yeah.
Not gay like with a dude.
No, undesirable.
So before you send your tweets out, understand the way I'm using the word gay.
To be avoided.
Right.
At all costs.
Like gay Paris doesn't mean we're all fisting each other in France. This is gay, like, super lame. Okay? So save all your tweets.
Save your outrage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just following that video, this was what he said on Twitter. I have made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars. This is because I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing talented artists.
We're going to rest until everyone just steps down.
Goes away. I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from the past. I'm sorry that I hurt people. I'm evolving and want to continue to do so. My goal is to bring people together and not tear us apart. Much love and appreciation to the Academy. I hope we can meet again. At this point, there's not, as we record this, there's no talk of who's going to step in, but who would want to?
Oh, well, first things first. They need to be black or be female.
Or gay.
Or gay.
Oh,
yeah.
Sykes.
No, that's, she's a lesbian. That's not gay, like bad.
No, I meant, yeah, negative. I'm sorry. We're on the same page.
All right. Yeah. Oh, it was your inflection.
We're speaking the same language, dude.
Yeah. So she's like bad lesbian, but not gay, like lame. Kind of thing. So, like, you could get a Wanda, somebody. It's not, can't be Conan O'Brien.
Right. Not anymore.
Number one. Number two, I think anybody who ever gets asked to do anything assumes a few people. When I get the call from Kimmel asking if I'm free tomorrow, it's not because they're dying to hear the comedy stylings of Adam Carolla. It's somebody dropped out. I'm painfully aware that Rebecca Gayhart dropped out.
I just saw her.
Sweet Paul.
And that they need a filler. I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
And I'm also aware that when they come to me for whatever campaign, somebody passed for much more money at some other
Norm
time.
Said no.
That's how all of it,
rehab.
That's how all of it works. I'm that. But this is literally sloppy seconds. I mean, literally.
It's sloppy.
Like, whoever they call next was not anyone's first choice. The Rock was the first choice, for sure. Or maybe Kimmel was the first choice. Rock, Kimmel, whatever. You know, there is a bevy of human beings above you.
What about Tiffany Haddish? She's super hot right now. Mm-hmm. She's funny. You know, people adore her.
Stop, that's gay.
Come on, Brian. Yes. I wonder if she'll be up.
She's black. She's a female. She's got energy.
They loved when she presented.
You know what's the problem? The problem with her?
No homo.
Mm.
Brian.
You got to watch out. There could be some of the brothers may have their approach to homosexuality has been a little more lax than we've seen it with athletes.
I know what it's going to be.
Hmm.
Terry Crews.
Mm.
Oh, that would be great. He's beloved.
See?
Reaction. I ran into Haddish at the governor's whatever after the thing last year, and it was just like I was like standing next to her in like the shrimp line or something, and I did this thing where it's like, okay, old man comedian Carolla, you're going to have to explain who you are, what you did, or whatever. She just went nuts.
Hey,
went,
like, what it is,
my main gal, and I gave her a high five and a low five where we did in the middle where my right hand went down and my left hand went up.
You did the alligator
down by the banks? The
Yeah. No, she immediately went like, oh, Adam Carolla, oh, my huge fan, we got to work together. And I was like, okay, go find us a project. But she was super sweet and she was super funny and she was there last year and that's a good call.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll just be an avatar this year because nobody will do it. Well, Tyler Perry found a new way to spread some joy over this.
I say this? Somebody goes up and digs up some stuff on Kevin Hart. Then they push it out there. Then the Academy must address it. And then the Academy wants Kevin Hart to address it, but he's already addressed it, but he has to officially address it. As we get into this stuff all the time, it's kind of my Kathy Griffin, she could host. No. Kathy Griffin going out doing a press conference 2 weeks after the whole Trump bloody head thing. Just, it's done. We're done. We're moving on. We're crucifying our next celebrity. Then you come out. Then the tears start. Then you start sort of ruminating about Trump wanting to kill you. And it turns into another big news cycle. These things were out there. Some group points it out to the Academy. They're not going to get much traction. I don't think we would know about it. Let's put it to you that way. If this story then doesn't drop, if the Academy says, thank you for pointing that out to us, reactionary group. We shall now handle it in the way we deem appropriate. There's no way it would make the news cycle. They couldn't do it. It wouldn't work good enough. Yeah. But then they have to go to Kevin Hart. Then they have to tell Kevin Hart. Then Kevin Hart has to make his video. And now we're all aware of it. All this stuff could basically go away almost immediately if they didn't demand everyone apologize. Now, Weinstein, not going to go away. Bill Cosby, not going to go away. These kinds of things would just go away if the powers that be didn't go, oh, okay. Some group reached out to us. Now we got to reach out to Kevin Hart, and then we got to get him to offer up an official statement.
Right.
Or not.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Or just handle it. Mm-hmm. So Tyler Perry, he's spreading a lot of joy this season. He paid off hundreds of layaway bills for people he's never met. TMZ reported that Perry sent huge checks to two Atlanta area Walmarts. They found out that he dropped $178,000 at one, $256,000 at the other, and he made a little video about it. I don't think he wanted everyone to know, or so he says. But
made a video about it.
But the secret, the cat was out of the bag.
Hey, remember that time you cried while you're masturbating? Can I see the video? Because that's what you do when you really don't want people to know about it. Show me the video. Everyone get the phone out. Show the time they're weeping about their ex-girlfriend while they're beating off. Y'all have that one? Or doesn't it? Oh, it doesn't exist? Why is that?
I'd rather want people to know.
Mm-hmm.
This is in black and white, and it's all right.
Okay. We're just going to watch the video. If you live in Georgia and you have something on layaway, listen up. This could affect you.
Layaway.
So I was trying to do this anonymously, but due to some circumstances, y'all know how nothing stays secret these days.
Not when you make videos.
So I just wanted to go ahead and tell you, if you have a layaway at the Walmart at 844 Cleveland Avenue in East Point,
there's post-production,
Georgia, Atlanta. Or if you have a layaway at the Walmart at 7001 Concourse Parkway in Douglasville, Georgia.
Somewhat professionally
edited. If you have a layaway
this.
At either place, and it was in there as of 9:30 this morning. It was already in layaway before 9:30 this morning. I have paid for all of your layaways for Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everybody. You got to go into the Walmart, get your layaway.
And get the AR-15 now.
And you get your layaway. I know it's hard time.
The jumbo sun is so
max. I'm just really, really grateful to be able to be in a position to do this. So God bless you. Go get your stuff. Merry Christmas.
All right. Let me pick this apart from a sociological standpoint. No. Okay. A bunch of things. Good for him. I don't care. It's fine. Also, a pox on the people is like, $250,000 is nothing to him. Like, fuck all you people. It's more than you have, and it's more than you've given away. This sort of part where it's like, that's nothing to whoever.
That's not nothing.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
It's always something, and it doesn't matter if it's the person's last $250,000 or they have $2 billion and they chose to give $250,000. That's not for you to judge. I hate when people do that. Like, David Zucker gave so-and-so to so-and-so. Zuckerberg gave so-and-so to so-and-so, and then they go, that's nothing for him. Like,
that's all?
It's a fucking library for the kids. That's leave the person alone, and hey, person who's criticizing, how much have you given, and if not, then shut up. So that's One thought. Second thought, Max Pata. So I'd like to know how layaway works at the Costco or wherever.
Walmart
or wherever it was. Like, how, I know there's kind of an old definition of it. I don't know if it's exactly the same. I'd also like to know the lowest, saddest thing. Like, I feel like my parents would have done layaway on like a head of cabbage if they could have. Like, we're not flush enough to go home with the
someday.
Cabbage.
But we'll pick
one
that
day.
Up in a month.
I'd love to know the super pathetic $21.99 super soaker thing that somebody had to put $3 down on. But then I will explain why Tyler Perry is the world's worst person.
Oh.
You find out some details on layaway. I'll tell you first, quickly, as long as we're talking about L's, LifeLock. All your online shopping can get done at Life. Oh, not on. All your online shopping. I was thinking about laying away too much. You're doing all your shopping online this year. And I got some basic cyber safety tips for you. Make sure the site's URL all starts with HTTPS instead of just the HTTP. And has a little padlock icon to the left of the URL. Otherwise, it could be some fake Russian hacker, China, whatever, stealing your identity. Don't share your social security number or your birth date with folks. And keep a check on your identity this year, because thieves are lazy. They want to steal your identity, and they want to do it from their own home, and they can do it on a computer. So while you're looking for deals this year, this holiday season, cyber criminals are looking for your personal info. That's why there's LifeLock, Identity Theft Protection, Power of Norton Security. Help protect against threats, your identity. It's almost 2019, people. Let's protect ourselves. Yes, Dawson?
Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor your transactions at all businesses, but no LifeLock. But no matter the season, LifeLock with Norton Security is the right choice to help look out for threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code Adam for an extra 15% off your first year. It's promo code Adam for an extra 15% off at LifeLock.com.
Max Pata.
All right, so Walmart layaway. There's no opening fee. You'd have to pay $10 or 10% down payment, whichever is greater. And the individual items must be $10 or greater.
Oh, no.
And the total purchases must be $50 or greater.
Purchases.
Yeah. Right. $10 items.
All right.
Yeah, so all, the sum of them must be over $50. If your account is closed, then your payment will be refunded less a $10 cancellation fee.
But you cannot take the item home until it's fully paid
correct.
For.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's why Tyler Perry's a monster.
Uh-oh.
We've discussed this a million times. Giving people stuff just weakens their muscles. This is a great exercise. The layaway is a. It's not great when you're in your 40s. It's sad, but it's still what you need the most. This is almost like you going to the gym when you're fat and Tyler Perry says, I'm going to run on that treadmill for you. I've hired people to run on the treadmill. You need this experience. First thing you need to do is figure out why it is you in your 40s can't afford a $35 item, number one. But as a young kid, but basically all lessons that you'd wish for your kids, you should wish for adults. Mm-hmm. Adults are just older kids.
Wow.
No, these are lessons you should get as a kid and then carry into your adult life. When you see adults that are not doing very well, they're former kids that didn't get those lessons. So sometimes you have to get them in your adult life. Everything I learned, I had to learn in my adult life. I didn't get it as a kid. But I would love to take my son and my daughter to the Walmart or to the anywhere and have them point at something and go, I want that. And I would go, good. That's $100. How much money do you currently have? I have $15. Good. Let's give it to the person behind the counter. Then you can go mow lawns or wash cars or get Uncle Jimmy, hold him upside down and shake him until change falls out of his pocket.
Sell an empty Amazon card.
And then come back. Periodically, you made $10 in chores or whatever. Come back and give the $10. You're that much closer to your goal. There could be no greater or more important direct message to send to this. Tyler Perry swoops in and cancels it, cancels out your debt, and you get to take it home that day. I would punch him if he did that for my kids, because it would be a super important lesson that they would be missing out on. So the charity part of life, where you give the money to malaria research, or you build the library, or the after-school program with the hoops in the inner city, or we put the lights up the playground, or whatever. We bought a new boxing rink for this, so the sheriffs could take the troubled kids and show them the sweet signs. That's all great. The part where you swoop in and pay for people's shit, all that does is make their muscles atrophy a little more in a group whose muscles are already atrophied by virtue of the fact that they're putting cheap shit on layaway.
Ironically, he's robbing them.
He's robbing them, well, ironically. He's not helping.
And to your point, the first thing I thought of was, if a parent is working really hard to give their kid what they consider a great Christmas and they're working toward this goal, and Tyler Perry swoops in and pays for everything, now if I'm the mom or if I'm the dad, I'm going, wait, I give you Christmas. I'm your parent, not Tyler Perry.
Right. And so this is him feeling like a hero. But if you really look at what is destructive in any community, it is the giving of, or we'll take care of, or do not, you do not have to go down, whatever the normal channels are. Look, imagine if your kid was just going to high school and he's trying to get his diploma and Tyler Perry swooped in and got him a free diploma and gave it to him.
That would be nice.
Well, if you think in those terms, you go, well, that's insane. No. They got to work for that. And they go, hey, this guy's playing Pop Warner football. Tyler Perry got your most valuable player trophy. He made it himself. He's giving it to you. Like, you'd go, like, no. Like, you'd go, no, this is a version of that. We need to get back to that. And this notion that Tyler Perry's generous because he's doing it, and then I'm cruel because I'm fighting against it, is basically your doctor telling your fat patient to exercise and having someone go, hey, why are you being such a bummer? Like, that is that. We're losing a little sight of that in our society. We need to get back to it. Thank you.
Well, here's a possible example of exactly what you're talking about. We'll see how close we get.
Could he host the Oscars?
He probably will.
He's probably next on tap. Yahoo News reports that one Ohio father has parents across the internet divided after a video of his 10-year-old daughter's punishment for bullying went viral on Facebook. Matt Cox is a dad of four in Ohio. He decided to teach his daughter a lesson.
She bullied.
Yeah, so basically she got suspended from riding the bus for a second time as a result of bullying another kid. Cox decided
he be shitty, man.
Well, and she's kind of, they interview her in part of it, and she seems like she may have been bullied and says she is. But she was bullying another kid, and she said, you need to take me to school for the next however long because I can't get on the bus. He said, absolutely not. He decided he wasn't going to give in to that request. So instead, he'd make her walk the 5 miles to school in 36-degree weather while following closely behind her in the car. Here's a clip of the video he made while driving behind her. The whole thing's 2 minutes, but here's just a short clip.
Tyler paid for her Uber. She swept into school. All right.
A lot of children today feel that the things their parents do for them is a right and not a privilege. Such as parents taking their children to school in the morning, or even bus rides to school in the morning.
So he's just going 4 miles
an
hour.
All of that is a privilege.
And he's just traveling 60 feet behind her on a country road.
It's a little,
she's just walking.
Today, yeah, it's a little crazy.
My beautiful daughter is going to walk 5 miles to school.
Hold on a second. Pause it. Is he getting shit for this?
Yes. I mean, some people are going, well done. That's what we miss. And some people are going, how dare you? And then there's a subset.
Fuck all you pussies are saying, how dare you?
Well,
but go ahead.
I'm curious what you think about this, because I think there's some credence to this. People are going, great, fine. You did it. That's good parenting. We agree. Why is it on the internet to congratulate yourself and further humiliate your 10-year-old?
Wait, is this Tyler Perry? Yeah,
I'm
do
about
agree
that,
with
people,
that
doesn't come up a lot.
I agree with that part of it. The part where she's being suspended for bullying people on a bus then leaves either she doesn't have to take the bus, she takes the SUV, I mean, you drive her to school, or she doesn't go to school. Neither which, both are upgrades from taking the bus.
That's true.
So this is a very appropriate punishment, but yes, it does not need to be put on the internet.
Yeah, and they're getting it from both sides on all social media. I mean, it's ironic that you're putting her on the internet and bullying her and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean,
yeah,
man, nobody's happy.
Fuck those people. Everyone needs to do this.
But 5 miles in 36-degree weather for a 10-year-old girl, that's he's going for it.
The whole thing about, you know, if it's cold, it's cold, but you're just moving. Like, if you're wearing a backpack
faster.
And a parka and you got some boots on, and they're made for walking, man.
What you want to do is walk 5 miles.
Temperature is thrown around, but it's a little neither here nor there once you sort of hit the road. But 5 miles is it's a jaunt.
It's not nothing.
It's a jaunt. But I guarantee this is a learning moment for her, and I agree with the part where you put on the internet, weird, but minus that part, very teachable moment, and she will always remember this, and that is a good thing. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. No homo.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Castrol Edge, heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown, rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure, helps fight friction and deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times!
Three times, fool!
Stronger. against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. Why would you do anything else, people? How many times do I have to tell you? Castrol Edge.
Three times, fool.
Three times. Oh, I guess I got to tell you three times, fool. It is step up to full synthetic. That's what I'm saying. And it lasts so much longer. And you end up saving money because you don't have to do the oil changes you do with the old school non-synthetic oil. Full synthetic Castrol Edge. Unlock the performance in your car's engine and do it today with Castrol Edge. All right, Burbank Flappers coming up on the 18th. Adam Carolla's Unprepared with Adam Ray. Is that the next? Yeah, coming up. Irvine, January 24th. Basic Cable Commentary. David Zucker's going to be up on stage. I forgot we're going to break down of airplane and airport and all that stuff.
That's going to be amazing.
Because airplane is based on...
Airport.
I thought it was based on airport. It's based on another movie.
It's another lesser-known movie.
But it's got a lot of the super airporty and cast and stuff in it. So I thought, why don't we take his movie and break it down with what inspired it and show some side-by-side scenes and things like that. You can also check out The Cruise. We're setting sail, and that's coming up. Just get your reservations on travelbyparker.com.
Out of Miami this year.
Out of Miami. Get some Corolla Racing merch. I think I'm wearing the hat now.
Yep.
CorollaRacing.com. Some really cool stuff there. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Dennis Miller and Gina Grad and Paul Bryan. Say mahalo. I feel like I have AIDS.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. And stick around, because we got good sports with Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla coming right up after this. Did you miss out on the Carolla Christmas Crate? What can we say? We told you they'd sell out. Good news is, we've got another deal that will brighten up the holidays for the ultimate ACS fan in your life. From now until Tuesday, December 11th, you'll be able to get the limited edition If You're Offended shirt. With a three-pack of Mangria for only $50. Head to CorollaDrinks.com now to get yours. And this time, heed my words, we will sell out. Happy holidays from the Adam Carolla Show. Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports here on Podcast One. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Reminder, the football season is coming to a close, the regular season at least. The playoffs are nigh, and on Monday's episode of the Dave Damashek football program, the great Bill Burr. And he's a diehard Patriots fan, the perfect show to get you ready for Steelers and Patriots. A big game as always. In the meantime, how are you, Ace? I think you and this Bill Burr got to get together. You two are brothers from another mother.
I'm a fan of his, and I love his passion, and he's right in my wheelhouse with all his crazy references. Football question for you.
Yes.
Titans game last week, the running back running up.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, just a beast out there. Big breakaway, 99-yard run. Tony Dorsett,
correct.
Probably not happy about his having his record tied, because when you have the record for longest run from scrimmage, and I want to know, I'm curious, and you tell me where you would be with this. I got two things to pitch at you, Damashek. Mm-hmm. When you have the record of 99 yards from scrimmage, your record can never be beaten. It can only be tied. But in a world where I do like to see someone at the top of the podium and someone taking a silver, could we go back and look at the footage and see where the ball was spotted?
I'm down for that suggestion. Yes, it's a game of inches after all. That's what we've been told ad nauseum. So let's get to the inches.
In the Titans' case, it was spotted at the 1 yard line, pretty much just straight up. But oftentimes we know that if it's at the 10 inch line or the 14 inch line, they'll still just call it a 1 yard line and a 99 yard run.
It is kind of bogus too, in the sense that if a guy intercepts the ball at, you know, 8 yards deep in the end zone, they do that math. They'll go like the longest interception return ever, 108 yard return. They'll do that. So why not do it on the pitch or the direct handoff into the gut?
In Adam's world, Tony Dorsett still holds the record. The ball, you are correct, is at the one in the Derrick Henry run, and I'm looking at the pre-snap footage from the Dorsett run, and the ball is pretty much touching the goal line.
Right. So it was closer to 100 yards.
Absolutely.
Ooh, but a twist. A twist. Because now they have all this next-gen, you know, stats stuff on ESPN and stuff. They show you how long, how much road Derek traveled. Is it Henry? Is it Derek Henry?
Correct. Yes.
And he traveled like 114 yards, close to 115 yards. As I remember, the great Tony Dorsett just busted it up the middle and just took it straight to the house.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess there's a case to be made that if he had more obstruction in his path, that then he deserves some credit for that. But listen,
he physically covered more ground.
I hear you. So what's more important to you, covering more ground or who got to the other goal line more quickly?
The thing is, Tony Dorsett.
Listen to both of you go back and forth. It's Dorsett to America, because when he got to Dallas, he became fancy and was Tony Dorsett. However, my grandfather watched him at Hopewell High when he was on the Hopewell High Vikings, right on the border there between Hopewell and Aliquippa, where Mo Damashek grew up in Beaver County. And so I informed him. I once met Tony, and I told him this story, and it allowed him to, in fact, because my grandfather.
But wait, that was in Pennsylvania.
That's right. Yeah, I grew up in Western PA, Southwestern PA, Pittsburgh specifically.
I thought you were Orange County boy, Gary. Did I flip-flop that with you?
You must have gotten confused.
That's Gary. Who's that?
Oh,
Orange County guy.
Can we just do me a favor here? Because I host a lot of podcasts. Could you pipe up a little about being from Orange County and check? Same with you from the Beaver Falls area. Just something so I can keep everyone straight. Because I thought you were Irvine adjacent, and Gary was come from the
I can see where the confusion might come from, because I'm not somebody who likes to throw my personal history in everybody's face all the time. That's not my way.
Well,
people.
It's a bygone era, you know, where the great Bush Sr. died recently. He was a naval aviator and a war hero. Mm-hmm. He didn't bring it up. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was down in a Corsair over the Pacific. Does not discuss it or lord it over other people.
I'm a tell me about you kind of person. That's who I am.
But I'm now telling you it's okay to bring it up occasionally, just so I can keep you guys separated.
I'm just not wired that way. I'm more intrigued by what the people that I'm sharing some time with, what they're about. What's going on in their world? I'm not.
So, Tony.
There's another wrinkle.
Dorsett. Yes.
Yes.
But he grandfathered me into calling him Dorsett because of my roots, which I appreciated.
Tony, let's not have this.
It's Dorsett to you.
I don't want the conversation to get divisive. Enough. All right. Tony covered more ground. And in my world, in a world where it's like Bob Beeman's got his long jump record, and the other guy didn't go, well, we go by whole numbers, 20 or 23 feet, 24. No, it's 24.6 or 27.9. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a world of millimeters. Yes, it's a game of inches. Tack them on to Tony's. Tony still has it.
I'm down for that noise. And Tony Dorsett must be frustrated, because also, not only now does he have to share this record for all of time with Derrick Henry, but also, he was the all-time leading rusher in college football history for a long time, and then Ricky Williams broke it, and now other guys have come along and broken it. And it's a weird thing in sports that nobody ever points out in college football, that they play three or four more games annually than they did. Tony Dorsett used to play 11 games. Now they play 14 or 15. No one ever mentions, like, yeah, he played four or five extra. It's like O.J. Simpson is the only guy to actually have run for 2,000 yards in 14 games. Everybody else has taken at minimum 15 or 16, and yet that never gets pointed out. It vexes me.
That's why I put his poster up on the ceiling of my son's room.
It's funny you bring up numbers.
Who, ED?
No, O.J. Simpson. In his Trojan uniform. Don't be a fucking weirdo.
No. Oh. Okay. That's what made me concerned.
And that's why I constantly point at and go, this is how you should live your life. But he's in his college uniform.
I got you.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
But if there's
anyone to look up to, literally, it's Tony on the scene. Juice.
There is a slight thing here where they don't necessarily have to share the record. Tony's run came with only 10 men on defense.
What? Is that right? I never knew that.
Yeah,
is that true?
There was a confusion in the huddle. And
they played the Skins?
No, they were at Minnesota in the the Hubert H. Humphrey Dome.
Couldn't have done it with Daryl Green on the
field.
Daryl Green would have ran him down.
That's right.
It's weird, and Sheck and I sound like pompous about this, but Daryl Green was the fastest guy in football. He would catch up to anybody. Tony was not speedy, and Daryl, they did this against the Redskins in the early 80s or late 70s, where Daryl Green
would have run him down. Daryl Green tracked down Eric Dickerson, who had at least a 5-yard head start on him.
He'd run everyone down.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. It's a game of inches and speed kills.
Hey, let me tell you about something else that's fast. It's a car. And whatever car you're interested in, make sure you go to True Car before you begin the process, or that's how you begin your car buying process. 60 seconds, that's how long this commercial is going to last. You know what else you can do in a minute? Get an offer for your car. And in less than that, you can run a 99-yard touchdown. Just go to True Car for your smartphone or computer, enter your license plate number, and watch your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions, and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. Then bring your car in. They'll check it out with you together. Ask questions and get answers. No surprises. Then leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. When you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today.
All right, Gary, you need to clean something up.
I do. The tweet that I was basing my little factoid off of was very short. When I kept reading, as it turns out, there were only 10 men on offense. The fullback from his team had incorrectly left the huddle. So he still had a full defense he was playing against, but he did not have a full host of teammates on the field.
Newsome, man.
That. Whoa. Oh. Did you just get the fullback's name? Did you say Newsome?
Yeah.
It might have been Timmy Newsome. Is that really? Was that what you just said Newsome for? Because that sounds right to me.
Yeah, probably.
I think it was number 30, Timmy Newsome.
It says here that it was fullback Ron Springs.
That's Newsome. Damn it. When did Newsome come in?
He was around there, too. And then Robert... you're thinking of Robert Newhouse.
Oh, sorry. Newsome, Newhouse.
Newhouse, though, is also... I'm trying to think. But yes, yeah, Robert Newhouse had those... You could never watch the Cowboys play without the announcers mentioning he has very thick thighs. They always would tell you the measurements of his thighs. That was a weird one. Anywho. All right. We'll have more hot sports talk coming at you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out. Good Sports.
Make sure you follow the show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And get your tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mangri events, books, movies, and more at adamcarolla.com. And stay close for AP News.